get into it. I definitely want to talk to you, you know, about this year's NFL draft. Obviously, we know that the big splash and the big headline news is the Los Angeles Rams, you know, trading up to get the number one overall pick and basically giving up the king's ransom, trading 6 picks to the Tennessee Titans. So I know that you've been in the situation as an executive for the Houston Texans of picking number one overall pick with quarterback David Carr. So I just want your perspectives on the challenges and pressure of owning that number one overall pick and the thought process and, you know, everything that goes into it.
Well, we had 2 picks there. We had David Carr, the first pick of the franchise, and then 10 years ago we took Mario Williams.
Yep.
The two totally different picks. You know, the first pick, let me say this. Mm-hmm. In one sense, it's simpler because you know who the players are going to be. Okay?
Yep.
So that part makes it simple. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you pick second in the draft, you have the same procedure, except, you know, you don't know who the first team's going to take. So pressure, you don't even consider it. You just do your work, have your meetings with your coaches and scouts, and then you make a decision. Now, what was different is, you know, we took the first player with Houston. That's fine. When we came back and took Mario Williams 4 years mm-hmm. after that, there was a lot of outside noise, if you will. I didn't feel any pressure at all. The owner was great. He said, just do what you think and the coach is the right thing to do, and I'll support you. And he did that. But in Houston, Vince Young was a local legend.
Yep.
And the week before the draft, there were 3 full-page newspaper ads taken out in the Houston Chronicle, which is the equivalent of the Washington Post in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and saying that we should draft Vince Young.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a marketing or advertiser, I should say, $1 million a year. He would spend in advertising money for the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
He went on to radio and said everybody should cancel their season tickets if we don't draft them. So there was a lot of things going on about that. The local media was convinced we were taking Reggie Bush. No matter what I said, I didn't tell them we were taking, but there was somebody writing a behind-the-scenes story for Sporting News.
Right.
He said to me, during that week, he said, you know, you're telling them what you're going to do. They just won't listen to you. And I said, well, you know, I can't help that. But he said, it's obvious you're taking Marion Williams.
Right.
So the point is, there's a lot of noise, but number one, you don't pay attention to it, and you really don't even hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You get it feeling what's out there, but you never, because you don't watch television, you don't listen to talk radio, you do read the local papers. This is really, the internet was there. It just wasn't as big as now. Social media didn't exist. But that being the case, you can't worry about those things. You just make your decision. You may go make another decision.
Interesting. And now transitioning to this year's arguably the number two top picks in Carson Wentz and Jared Goff. So in your mock draft right before LA made the trade, you had Carson Wentz going number two to Cleveland. And as today, it is still Cleveland that has Carson Wentz. But now the fact that LA has made the trade, you interestingly put Jared Goff as number one. So can you talk us about like the reasoning behind that?
Well, again, I have no idea what they're going to do. In fact, I talked to them today, and they didn't really give me any tips on it either. So, Goff is probably is more ready to play, okay? And so if you go with the premise, let's take the guy who's more ready to play, then that's what you do. And that's the only reason I put Goff as number one, except there was a writer who was close to the Rams who has come out and said that's what they're going to take. And I thought that was kind of interesting that he said that. So, because that would be an indicator that he might know something. So it's a little bit of both things there.
So when you compare these two quarterbacks, because last year we had 1 and 2, similarly as what people think this year, we had Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. So, and a lot of people said these guys were pro-ready, and we saw in the season that they look decent and, you know, they're gateway to the future. So can you compare these two quarterbacks this year compared to last year? Are they, you know, as good as advertised?
I think both of them last year are better than both of them this year. I like all four of them. I think they all four can play. I think Winston, you just go back, I know people are saying these guys are not as good as Winston, but if you go back to last year with Winston, number one, this guy won a national championship at Florida State, and he had a lot to do with it, especially in the championship game. So no one can say the guy didn't perform under pressure. Now, he didn't play as well as senior, but when I look at his skill set,